Yes, Hong Kong Garden, proving to be the ideal introduction to Yorkshire Garden designer extraordinaire Sally Tierney. Are you there, Sal?
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. Delighted to connect with you once again. Last time we spoke, of course, it was at the heart of the North of England Society's Autumn Flower Show, or Autumn Event, that was there. You can listen to the time when you spoke and encountered the joys of Simon Marshall, amongst others, in another uniquely wonderful Sally Tierney moment.
Absolutely. It was good fun.
Precisely what you see. It's all great stuff. Now, in the studio, we have three wonderful individuals. We have Zach Eggemeyer from Montana in the United States.
Yes,
hi, Zach.
Top form, we also have Alison Moore, who looks after lots of rabbits and a key friend rabbits and garden design, they go together so well, don't they, Alison?
Well, the rabbits do have a different view of garden design than I do.
That's fair. And, of course, we have Joy Knight, who is just a wonderful person, effectively.
And I also look after lots of rabbits, too.
Also looks after lots of rabbits too. So, Joy, would you like to ask Sally about life, the universe, garden design, and so on?
I've got a patch of garden that is.
She might charge you for this, by the way.
Yeah. It needs something doing to it. It's pretty much, well, the rabbits live in it, and it's. I really want to get it looking good, but they dig. And I don't mind having borer holes in the garden, but do you think there's any way I could sort of put something in the garden to sort of distract away from that, like some
rabbit,
sort of features?
Rabbit distractors.
As the owner of rabbits as well...
You've never revealed that to me. How long have we known each other? When did you let me know you had rabbits?
You never asked.
Oh, there you go.
You never asked. I'm told it's a teenage thing, so you could bear with it and they'll grow out of it.
Bit of a blowhard response there, Joy. Mm. Teenage thing. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Alison,
teenage thing.
Well, my rabbits, well, they do go through phases of digging, and then they leave their burrow. They'll dig a burrow, and then they leave it for a very long time, and then they'll go back and have another go at it. So,
yeah, they do that, don't they? I've noticed that. Sometimes they leave it for 6 months and then go back.
I'm not convinced about this teenage argument.
Zach, in Montana, are the rabbits sort of, you're just shot, basically, or do they... Hey, thanks. Or do you have rabbit issues over there?
No, not so much. I mean, there's rabbits in our yard, but they don't pay much mind. It's harder to keep gardens in Montana. The soil's very rocky, and the growing season's quite short.
Sounds like a job for Sally Tierney, international garden designer.
Yeah,
key thing from that.
I haven't quite got to that point, Alex.
We're working on it. I mean, I remember it was just sallytierney.com. Now it's Yorkshire's premier garden designer. It's wonderful. It's all sorts of things. So what's the solution then, Sal? What would you advise both to Alison?
For the garden and the rabbit?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it goes down to cash, unfortunately. It depends how much there is of that knocking around. Mm. And I don't mean...
A few guest speaker arrangements, Joy, I think.
Aye.
No, I mean to sort of... There are solutions, but they do cost, unfortunately.
That's what I'm saying. A few guest speaker arrangements for Joy. Exactly. Then.
No. I didn't mean coming from me. I meant there are certain products you can buy, which apparently rabbits don't like, which you would spray onto the plants, that kind of thing. You could, of course, build a...
What, like arsenic and things?
No. Believe it or not, this is not a unique problem to you guys. There are other people who have the same problem.
Oh, well, that's what we're
about.
Because
they just eat everything pretty much, don't they? Anything that looks pretty in your garden, they will devour it, you know.
Well, there's a couple of solutions. Take some rabbit wire and sort of make a temporary fence until the plants have become established, because the rabbits will tend to eat the sort of more young growth. And it's particularly if you've got a plant that's, say, got a hairy leaf, they'll eat the younger growth because it's softer. But once it's a mature leaf, you've got a hard, fairly sort of unpalatable thing. So they'll have a go at it, but they'll leave more of the plant intact, which means there's more of the plant to grow back.
You know, my rabbits, they even ate a yucca plant. Can you believe it? They ate a yucca plant. They just
all in one go.
Just buying rabbit food as well.
I mean, are they not telling you? I mean, did they sort of come out with the serviettes and the ketchup and things? Or so, right? It's the yucca plant.
With napkin around the neck. Yeah, they do. Crazy.
Hmm. Feed them something else. Alternatively, they could come and live in your house.
Oof. With the electrical things the way they are. Goodness.
They're better off in the garden. I couldn't cope with six in the house.
I can't see our countryside. I can't see our countryside correspondent
Blue Bevan
going for that. Two in the kitchen.
Two in the kitchen, yeah. And not in the pot.
Always good, always good. Alison, questions for yourself. It can be about rabbits, can be about anything else.
Well, it's very nice to speak to you about rabbits and other things. I was just interested in how you got into garden designing. Is it something you've always wanted to do, or is this a turn, you know, something that you happened upon, or...?
I've always been interested in gardening, and that turned into a three-year stint at Horticultural College, and people kept saying, can you come and help me with my garden, please? I'd say yes, and they would then say, well, I just don't know where to put this plant, and that kind of developed into, well, let's look at where the border is going and how big do you want it? Oh, I don't know about that. So it would end up having to sort of do a design for the garden, the whole garden.
It must be, I mean, it must be a really nice thing. I can't imagine a nicer thing to do than, because it must give people so much pleasure what you do.
Oh, it does. You're perfectly correct on that one. It just getting the jobs in the first place is as challenging as anyone else in the current time.
Yeah, I should think so, yeah.
But surely, Sally, you know, the first thing to actually think about in a recession is, you know, your garden and your garden designer. I mean, isn't it the first thing that you actually sort of think, yes, we need to invest in that?
Well, do you know what, Alex? I would agree with you, but somehow I'd say about 95% of the rest of the population have other thoughts on their mind.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Extraordinary.
And I speak as a man who knows where his spider plant is.
Absolutely. I'm going to say, which percentage, which bit do you fall into there, Alex?
At the holder of a spider plant. Need I say any more? You know,
I kind of feel then you're in with the 95% then.
Well, it's always a tough call. Zach, questions from yourself.
Sally, do you do any work with...
She does lots of work. I've never seen Sally. I mean, she's a mother. She looks after all sorts. Never stops.
Any work with the urban rooftop gardening?
Is it? Oh, yeah. Lots and lots. I've done several roof gardens, and I hope you never see the best one, because it's at Harrogate District Hospital, next to the cancer outpatients unit. So I do hope you never get to see it.
Well, I don't know. We were on the roof of Harrogate Theatre a couple of weeks ago. I mean, we could probably have seen it from there, I would have thought, really.
Well, I don't know. You might do.
Take your binoculars along next time, Alex.
Clearly, exactly. Don't worry about the tiles and the slates, etc. Just go straight to the binocular part of you.
Could we just ask, what were you doing on the roof?
It was a location report, and I felt it was important to actually go all the way. When the offer was actually put forward, would you like to go up onto the very high point of the roof of Harrogate Theatre? It was with Simon Marsh. I thought, yes, we'll go with that. Okay. I mean, after all, you know, it's that sort of devil may care attitude that marks out the midweek drive presenter as just a little bit more special. I like to think so.
I think so. Yeah, it's up there with having your handset on fire, I think, isn't
you
it?
Joy, you know me. That's exactly.
So if I said to you, would you like to do a location report on my allotment with a spade, you would?
Depends how articulate the spade was. To be absolutely
very, very, very fully articulate, absolutely experienced and competent.
Well, in which case, it's something we could seriously consider, because, you know, I like to have some kind of resonance with this thing. Otherwise, yeah, pointless.
Marvellous. Good.
It's been. Well, we didn't even have any actuality noise. Why you were saying, was there going to be any noises off, etc.? So you managed to keep everybody quiet.
The production of the noises off. Well, the noises off team has retired. Oh. In fact, they're trying to find Southside Radio on the
please,
computer.
Sally, it's so eminently easy. You go to a standard computer thing, okay? You type in the magical words into the search engine, sirenonline.co.uk, all right?
Not Southside Radio, then?
Well, you can get to it via that, but I'm just giving you a shorter route here. I mean, I'll show you how you can get back to two things. I mean, the two are sort of synchronicity personified here, but go to sirenonline.co.uk and then you just click on Listen Live. You could... You could go to the...
I'm afraid the CBeebies website has now taken precedence.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We can appreciate that. You know, we go for the more mature audience, so we don't see that. Joy, do you feel threatened by CBeebies?
I don't think, no. Although we're not in competition with them, are we?
It has to be said, start off the week, it is quite nice just to actually have the bedtime hour and the bedtime story. That is quite pleasant on CBeebies, I find.
Oh.
Sorry, close in.
Okay. Each to their own.
I'm amazed that Alison hasn't brought it into some of the cultural theory that the bedtime story on CBeebies is a very important part of life. It settles you down, I find.
So at what point do you move on to the Radio 4 bedtime story?
Ah, well, you see, that's it, you know, is that transition. You know, sometimes you can actually jump straight in and other times you just think no. And then you look at the time and think, goodness me, it's almost time for Michelle Monroe. Last two questions for Sally, please.
Sally, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
I always have an enjoyable conversation with you guys.
And what's the web address, Sally, that people can find out details about Yorkshire's premier garden designer?
Well, they can do that by looking at yorkshiregardendesigner.co.uk.
There we are, yorkshiregardendesigner.co.uk. Yeah. And the final question, Joy.
Will you join us again in the near future, Sally?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
The Midweek Drive with Alex Levchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.